to the scene as much as you can in your head. You've got Jesus doing ministry as ever, and he's with his disciples and a much larger crowd as well following, and they're walking to the next thing. Maybe they're having a chat, as they often would. Human beings just like us, telling jokes to one another, perhaps talking about what they're going to have for dinner that night, who's going to do the cooking. And then it just stops like that. Whatever they were talking about, it stops immediately as Jesus sees what's in front of him, a funeral procession, a coffin being carried. And what breaks him is the widow's tears. This mum, she's lost her son, and it breaks him. It breaks him. He can't move any further. She has his full attention. In verse 13, where it says Jesus was broken, it's this Greek word which we love trying to pronounce, splachnizomai. It's there up on the screen. Just say to your neighbor, give it another go. We tried this a few weeks ago. Splachnizomai. It's a funny word. It's a funny looking word, but it's an amazingly deep, rich word. Splachnizomai in Greek, it means to be utterly broken. It means to not be able to take another step because you are so overwhelmed with like this compassion. It's eating your insides. And you can't do anything but just give yourself to this feeling and be led by this feeling. And that's Jesus in this moment. You know, when Jesus calls out, don't cry, we could just read this passage and just read through it really quickly and think, oh, that's quite a naive comment at a funeral to say to a grieving mum, don't cry. How insensitive. And yet when we remember what splachnizomai means, that this is coming from Jesus, who is God, who's just fully given himself to the person standing before his very eyes, then it starts to make sense. And you just imagine the scene. Led by compassion, he goes up to the coffin, there's a coffin here, and he's knocking on the coffin, and then he speaks to the coffin. And the pallbearers who are holding the coffin, they realize something's going on because the body starts moving around in the coffin, like weight starts moving in the coffin. And then the boy gets up, and everybody is amazed. Absolutely everybody is amazed. And the boy has his life back, and the mum has her son back. And everybody's there. And verse 16 says, they recognize this was a holy mystery. I just wonder whether all of us in this place gathered today recognize how decisive Easter Sunday is. Do we really, truly believe there's something mysterious that's happened? The natural order of life and death has been broken. There's a mystery. Jesus is showing us that right now there's heavenly realities beyond our physical. We can't see them with physical eyes, but they're right there, and Jesus has broken in. And that's what Easter Sunday is all about. Easter is decisive. Now, my heart today was to try and convey something to you that death has been defeated. And so, yes, there is a coffin there. There's nobody in it. The lid has been removed. But very, very often, when we go to a funeral, we see a coffin. All we think is of sadness. And we feel like death has had the last laugh. And yet this passage and Easter Sunday reminds us that no, death has not had the last laugh, because Jesus reigns and Jesus holds the keys of life and death. Put your trust in him, he says, and death won't be the end for you. You will live even though you die. But I just wanted us to think for a moment that if we didn't have today, then we would be stuck in a groundhog loop of Good Friday. And Jesus had come along and he'd said, he's gonna die to take away the sins of the world. He said that he's the way to God the Father. He said, put your trust in me and you'll have a place in paradise. But if we were stuck on Good Friday and Easter Sunday never happened, we would be there asking the question, were you telling the truth? And it would mean, friends, that every funeral we ever go to, yes, funerals are always sad, but they would only be sad. They would only be sad because death would seem to be having the last laugh. And so we'd end up going to a funeral, the music would be playing, and it would be dreary and somber. And I think there might be some music coming through. Doesn't matter if there's not. There we go. You can turn that off now. But you know the scene. You're just overwhelmed with sadness. And that's the funeral, just stuck in this groundhog loop of sad, sad, sad. Death has the final say. And yet, if Easter Sunday really happened, if we are inhabiting a mystery, we've been thinking about this at Alpha. Like, can we trust in miracles? We don't understand them. And by faith, we trust in them because they happen around Jesus. Carly, you're going to help me take the lid off of this, I think. You promised. So what happens in the passage, Jesus comes along and he knocks on the coffin. He says, wake up, wake up. And the lid is removed and whatever is lying inside is risen. And we have our next song cue, the PA team at the back. Yeah, that was supposed to come, kind of coming up from the grave, he rose. Yeah, you got it. Okay, so anyway, that's what happens. And it's awesome. That's the beauty of Easter Sunday. I know some of the young ones, you won't have ever been to a funeral yet. Purposefully, I wanted to show you a coffin so that when you do go to your first funeral, yes, tears will come. That's understandable because life is so very precious to us. Jesus models that. But with Jesus, death does not have the last laugh because sin and the grave have been defeated. We can live with him for eternity. That's the offer today on Easter Sunday, day of days. Day of salvation. Jesus, right now, this is the mystery. He's a speaking God because he lives, he reigns, he speaks to us. He's praying for this service right now. You better believe it. He's offering you the chance of life. Life in all of its fullness. Life now and beyond the coffin. That's the beauty of this day. And you know what? When the crowd witnessed this, they start chanting, God is back. God is back. Say to your neighbor, God is back. Yeah, God is in the room. God is in the room right now. God never left. Say to your neighbor, death has been defeated. Say to your neighbor, Jesus offers me life. Say to your neighbor one last time, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus, we praise you so much. We praise you so much that the coffin doesn't ensnare us anymore. It doesn't trap us. It doesn't keep us locked up. You've broken the chains of death. And now we're free to live now and forever. Oh, I praise your name.